Man, we're moving up. We're moving up in the world. We got sponsorship.
Do you get a cut of that?
No, I don't think so.
What kind of sponsor you want there?
Yeah, you bet. That's a great sponsor.
How'd that first practice go, Dirk?
Man, awesome. Seems like we haven't practiced in a month. It's good to be out there.
Did it seem that way because it wasn't crisp or just...
No, just because we, you know, we with the weather and everything, I mean, we really haven't practiced since last Wednesday, so it's just been a while.
Dirk, this is our first chance to get you since the roster was announced. Mm-hmm. I want to ask about the roster as a whole, but especially just what you saw from to have four undrafted rookies make the cut and still be here on Monday.
I think the main thing on that is it just speaks to, you know, Jason saw that we wanted to keep the guys that played the best in training camp. And as a coach or as a player, that's really all you can ask for. Is we talked to our guys about competing, and the guys we felt like did the best over the course of training camp, they stuck.
Talk about Alan Cross. This is probably the most surprising of all the guys to make the team, considering Dan Vitale and everything else. But what did you like about him?
Well, he's a tough guy, and he's a smart guy, and he competes, and he's very versatile. So all things that we're looking for in every player.
What about Evan Spencer? I know you worked with him last year, but what stands out about him?
Evan, again, is another really strong competitor, can play all three wide receiver spots, is a good special teams player. You know, it's no secret we're a little light on the back end of that wide receiver group. And then we had some injuries, so that was competitive right down to the end. Injuries, of course, did come into play a little bit there, but we're very pleased with Evan. We got a long look at him last year when he was on the practice squad, and he'll be up ready to go for Atlanta.
Can you talk about Lambert and Ward and what it was that you saw in them that you liked?
Well, just versatility. Both guys can play inside or outside. When they got their chances in the preseason games, they made plays. They flew around. Young defensive linemen that you get a chance to develop that can run and hit, those guys are hard to find. I mean, you just look around the league and big, strong, tough guys who can move. Those guys aren't they're not just walking around everywhere.
I guess you could probably say the same thing about Leonard Wester, but because I guess the scouting report said that he's got really good footwork. Seems a little bit advanced for a Division II guy in that regard. Is that what you like about him?
Well, good players come from all kinds of places, all right? This is not whether a guy comes from Division II or whatever. There's good players everywhere in this country. And, you know, Leonard, we think, has got a chance to develop into a real solid player at tackle. Again, developmental tackles, not easy to find. I mean, you're just not seeing a lot of those guys walking around.
Coach, I mentioned that injuries would hit you on kickoff return, just taking away some of your options. Who would you go with if you had a kickoff returner today?
I don't have to go with one today, so that's a great question, though.
Dirk, what's your confidence level in the pass rush, the depth of the D-line, and the ability of Mike Smith to mix and match now with those pieces?
Oh, really strong. I mean, I think they proved in preseason that we have good depth on the D-line because we kept a good pass rush. Other than one game, one of the four games, we had consistent pass rush, and I think we do have really good depth. And I also think that our defensive staff, led by Mike, is doing a really good job of moving those guys around. I mean, they're really playing offense with defensive players. That's what offenses do. They move guys into different positions to try to get them on matchups, and our defense is doing the same thing with the pass rush right now.
How pleased were you with them this morning? Because during the 30 minutes that we saw out there, it looked like the second-team offense was kind of simulating what the Falcons were doing, and it looked like they were moving pretty quickly.
Not really sure what you're asking me there.
Defense is coming along as far as their game preparations for Atlanta. It seemed like they were.
Well, really, we really didn't totally start game preparation for Atlanta. That'll go full bore on Wednesday. We did a little bit on both sides of the ball. We did do service teams today. So at the start, when you were out there, that was our second O working against our first D, and we did the same thing. We flipped it over, but we just took a look. This is our last day to be able to take a look at a few plays or a few plays on offense, schemes on defense that we might want to get one last look at before the Atlanta game plan goes in on Wednesday.
I was just going to ask you. Obviously, preseason is an opportunity to get your 53 guys ready to start the season. But you, as a first-year NFL head coach, how ready do you feel you are? Are there still some things that that you're nervous about going into the season, or where's your confidence level?
Yeah, you know, the thing about that is when you watch all those college games this weekend and you see how many things get screwed up in clock management at the end, I mean, you can never really be ready for that clock management stuff that happens. And guys that are really good college coaches, and it'll carry over to the NFL as well, when you get pressure involved with the clock and the crowd noise, mistakes are made. So that's probably the thing that I'd be most nervous about, is just all the situations that come up at an end of a game when the money's really on the line. But as far as you know, how we prepare on offense, how we prepare on defense, putting in a game plan, I mean, I'm not nervous about that stuff at all. I'm excited about how our team's going to go out there and play. But, you know, just the unusual plays that come up. I mean, in that game last night, a blocked extra point return for a two-point conversion. Or, you know, I saw two games where teams were in four-minute offense trying to run the clock out, and they ended up not using all the time, and the other team got a chance at winning the game that was if you use the clock right, stuff like that.
As a coach, is that something when you're watching the game that you're thinking, here's what I would want to do in this situation?
Sometimes, you know, I try not to when I'm watching games, but you kind of can't help it. And then the fact that I got guys calling me on my phone every time something happens to say, hey, did you see that? I go, yeah, I saw it.
Good practice reps, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is good. But as I said, when you're laying on your couch, you're really good at it. When you got a bunch of people screaming at you and the crowd noise, it's a lot different.
This last year with the Falcons, obviously being on the other side of things, but for you and Mike to go up there again, what that'll mean, what that'll be like to be going up against people you know so well?
Well, obviously for me, I'm and Mike, we're both 2 years removed, so there's less and less guys that they've kept. I mean, there's some guys that are the same, but I think my emotional time with that is past. I mean, I think, you know, we have to look at this as a football team, as this is a divisional game on the road to open the season. So huge game, and the league wants it that way around. You know, you got these divisional games, and everyone knows they count double, especially on the road. So, you know, you'd have to ask Mike. You know, his was a different situation because he was a head coach and had a great run there longer than I did, and he drafted some of those guys. So it might be different for him, but, you know, for me, I think that's – I'm just worried about what our team does.
Josh Robinson, a guy you think can play a little safety for you as well?
There's a chance. Yeah, there's a chance. You know, we have to cross-train guys. Those D linemen have to play multiple spots. Offensive linemen, when you just do the math, we kept six corners and four safeties. So, you know, when you only – usually you're only going to have three safeties up on game day. So traditionally you do train your fifth or sixth corner to play some safety, and Josh is one of those guys.
Jonathan Banks, another guy that you might consider?
Not right now. We're just gonna let Jonathan concentrate on playing corner.
The roster breakdown, I know that's more Jason than you probably, but when you look at having 10 DBs and 5 nickels, when you look at having as many tight ends as you do receivers, does that point to personnel tendencies in terms of a lot of nickel, a lot of options for two tight end sets and things like that?
Well, a couple things there. One, you're playing at least between 60 and 70% of your defense is nickel. That's just the league in general. So in that respect, yes. As far as the tight ends versus wideouts, some of it is just, you know, you want to keep your best football players. And, you know, we have what we call, excuse me, our ideal target numbers, but we're not going to keep a guy and let a good football player go just to be on those numbers. I mean, that's our job as coaches. We were talking about that earlier, to be able to move your guys around and take advantage of what you got.
Back to the you and Mike Smith and your time in Atlanta and everything, and you've talked about it before, but what makes Mike Smith such a special coach for your football team?
Yep. Well, first off, Smitty is a great person, number one. He's an exceptional leader. He's a really fine teacher and motivator. I mean, I think when you just listen to the defensive players talk, he's made it important to them. And those guys, they realize the importance of playing defense here and that we're not going to settle for being mediocre on defense. And those guys take that very serious. So, you know, when I had the opportunity to look for a defensive coordinator, Mike Smith was first on my list. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen what he is as a defensive coordinator. I've seen what he is as a head coach. I've seen what he is as a man, as a teacher, and as a motivator. And he's top-notch in all those areas.
And I remember when you talked about this during training camp, when you first encountered him at Jacksonville, you said you had never seen anybody like him before. What was the one thing that jumped out to you
just how prepared he was and how prepared he had his guys. I mean, we were both in the press box that year, 2007, and the number of times, you know, coaches and players are always trying to predict what the other team's going to do, and usually I'm pretty good at tuning that out because they're usually wrong. But Mike Smith, he was right a lot. You know, he seemed to magically have the right call for the right play at the right time, and I've just never really seen anything like that.
You mentioned you'd wait until the rosters were cut down, but in terms of players voting on captains, when will you do that?
Yeah, we already did it.
Can you tell us who they are?
Yeah, I can. On defense, it's Joe McCoy and Levante David. On offense, Jameis Winston and Vincent Jackson. And on special teams, it's Russell Shepard. And then we're going to have those will be our five captains for the season. They'll have the C on their chest. And then we're going to have a weekly captain just based on what game it is. And for this week, it'll be Joe Hawley.
Dirk, is it fair to say when you think of the Falcons as a head coach, first thing you think of is Matt Ryan and Julio Jones? Is that fair?
That's fair.
What kind of challenge are those, is that combination?
Well, I think they really have a big three right now in Matt and Julio and then the tailback. I mean, they have three really, really fine football players, game wreckers, we like to call them, on offense. And what they do in their running game fits him a lot. And then, you know, Julio's a threat to score from anywhere on the field at any time. And obviously I'm very fond of Matt Ryan as a quarterback. So, you know, those three guys would be the guys we need to stop.
Anything else?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.